Okay, so
can we talk about how there was no wow?
Oh my God. I know. I wanted him to do that.
He's going to say in season two from fan backlash. I guarantee it right now.
If he doesn't say wow once.
Wow.
Yeah.
If he doesn't say wow, it's a Noah Wilson movie.
Wow.
It's not a TV show.
Man, look at that.
And he better be on a damn jet ski or I riot.
He's on a jet ski just saying wow.
He's just like, wow.
Marvel, make it happen. Because
so,
like,
that is so perfect.
It'd be the best Marvel scene.
Hi, welcome. Wow, thank you. Hi. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Media Mix. And today, tonight, every day, we're doing Loki.
This morning.
Oh, I know
this
you're doing Loki.
Oh, yeah, thank you. We're talking about Loki, the new Marvel series that came out of the closet. And we really want to congratulate Tom Hiddleston on that. Thank you.
Stop. No.
What?
No, stop.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Who's Tom Hiddleston?
Loki.
Oh.
Bruh.
Anyway.
How do you not know that?
All right.
How do you not know that?
Anyway. All
right, so names.
I only know Chris Hemsworth.
Names?
I'm Alex.
I'm Nick.
I'm Jack.
I'm Viggy.
I'm Big Chris.
Zach Attack
42201. I have my own channel. Check it out.
I'm pretty sure that Big Kahuna thing is also like offensive to some people.
Oh, if it is, I'll stop it.
To who?
Really,
people who order Edgar's and Mike's?
My real name is Zach Attack 42201. Check it out.
Probably people who are of of
the Big Kahuna.
Samoan descent, probably.
Samoan?
I'm not part of Samoan descent. I'm part
of.
Are
you sure
you
even said that right? You probably just offended him trying to say it.
We knew if you were Samoan because.
But I'm big and I'm strong and I like Samoan people.
Wow, thanks for cutting to the camera that where Jack
what?
Is just not there. Who wants to start? I don't know how we're doing the. Okay, so we're not doing a synopsis on this one. Because
just
we know
a
if we,
really brief overview. It's about
we're
Loki.
Trying something
Watch
new this time.
Show.
We're trying something new.
We're just
going to
dive
alert.
Straight into it and talk about
yeah.
stuff. But
spoilers
stuff, but we're not
going to
be like.
Who?
So what happened at the very beginning is Loki grabbed the time cube, went into the desert. Then he went. The TVA came and was
Ka-chow!
Like,
that sounds
"You're cool. coming with me." And then they took Loki into the TVA, and then they wiped that timeline so nothing ever happened. And the people who were nearby didn't actually see Loki. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Wait, Jack.
No.
That one meme you showed me where it was like the kid who was like looking at the chickens. It's the
look at all those chickens.
Look at
and
all
those chickens.
He doesn't say that.
Chickens.
Oh
yeah.
TVA shows up, like,
there's so many like TVA TikToks. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love TVA all of them.
Nice. Go to our TikTok. I made a TVA TikTok.
Oh, that was
actually.
You
didn't
made.
See
what,
it?
That was yours?
Oops, my bad.
I made
oh,
that
wow.
video.
See, it's so funny. We just love it so much that
yeah,
we just reference. Own TikToks.
We laugh at our own jokes. We're such assholes.
And then we take other people's jokes as well.
That reminds me. Follow my channel. All
yeah, right.
Okay. So.
So
I, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go
okay.
Ahead.
So they had.
So Loki.
Who's. Who? What
so
did,
alligator Loki.
What was everyone's, what like, initial thought of it after? Like if somebody.
After the finale.
We're going straight
yeah.
to the end?
No, not straight to the end. All but, right. Like, what, like, was your basic? Because then that could give us a good idea of how much I need to take a dump on this show. I'm kidding. I'm not going to.
Spoiler we just ahead. Got done filming the Black Widow one, and if you watch that, you know how this is about to go down.
No, we're the same exact outfits for two different weeks in a row to record.
You think I had multiple outfits? I don't change.
I have one Marvel shirt, and yeah, I change.
Oh, all right.
Podcasting. Anyways.
Did you, okay, so like if you could say like one word of your opinion of the show.
Well, to stay in monetization.
Yeah, because we're totally monetized right now with our 25 followers.
I mean, I get it.
I love every 25 one
Jack,
of you,
we
want
to get that one mattress firm to be an ad on the show.
What?
Purple?
The mattress firm?
Yeah, purple.
Yeah, we want purple.
I'll take purple.
I want Manscaped so I can shave my pubes on the podcast.
Please.
Oh my God, that would be so fun.
Honestly?
Manscaped. I'm sorry, but like I will like I oh.
You shave your balls on
camera. Hey.
At the very least, I'll shave like
No, we'll just have a curtain put up. No, we'll just have a curtain put up, and then it just shows his, like, body this part, like, down.
So,
like, covered.
For our Loki podcast, the amount of times we said Loki compared to balls and pubes is oddly close.
Yeah, but this, this needs to be done. Just look at the balls podcast. Just look at the man.
If I had a wonderful...
Just look at that.
If I had the wonderful Manscaped... Lawnmower 4.0. I'd be able to shave. No, it's 4.0 now.
They have a 4.0.
Yeah.
I need to upgrade.
I could trim my balls without slicing them in half, like
in the shower.
What if we get?
Look at Alex here. She is begging. She has to dig through a forest every time. Can we use this? And I ain't talking about the front, Manscaped. I ain't not talking about the front.
Does that clearly mean me?
I don't know.
Or you?
So, Alligator Loki.
Right? Yeah, I just all you hear from my bedroom is a muffled sound of, like, rainforest noises and a machete just like, ching, ching,
ching. You need a fucking...
Oh my god.
Can we start? We can keep this
all started. Hello,
everybody. Welcome back to Media Bears.
Hello, everybody.
So what'd you think of Loki?
Honestly, when you did that, I just thought of a Loki variant where it's just Markiplier.
Oh my god! That'd be okay, so that was something that, like, I wanted to bring up, right? Because we talked last time because there's variants, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
So that means there's variants of everyone. Does that mean
you just whip in the
you
air?
Just dab.
Sorry.
Or yeah, whip. Sorry.
So.
Oh yeah.
Nay, nay, baby.
They already confirmed that, but then they said in, like, the Spider-Man thing, they're like in no way home.
No way home.
They're not having Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire in it.
They say that. They're gonna be in it.
And I really want them to be in it because now that they've confirmed variants, I just want it to happen. Okay, I have an unpopular opinion. I like Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man.
I like both of them.
I've always seen the original.
Well, he's my favorite.
It's just Andrew Garfield got hit with a terrible plot.
I think that's the thing. Yeah. He was a really good
actor.
His
movies were way too long.
Yeah. Anywho.
What was y'all's opinions on...
We're going to get into this, man. Loki adds a lot of stuff to this Marvel thing.
A lot of crap.
Dang.
You didn't cut to my camera when I did the freaking face.
You're going too fast.
What do you mean?
Catch
so
up.
We constantly have new producers per video.
Producers.
If any of you guys want to be a producer, we pay
just
nothing.
Do the switchboard.
No, I'm the best producer.
You get a live performance of our podcast.
Because none of us get paid.
With free snacks.
There's a McDonald's down the road. We'll just drive you to it.
There's a Taco Bell right next to a Taco Bell.
No, you lifted up the bowl. It was covering my bag of Doritos.
Oh, boo.
Why'd you say the name? We said Dove Chocolate in the last one.
What
we
is
said
this?
Manscaped.
Yeah, Manscaped's Manscaped.
Yeah,
we literally talking about shaving balls.
Yeah, that
said,
too.
Said Natasha's
get
butt.
Honey now. All right, guys.
Is this show just riveting?
Loki! All right, what was y'all's opinions on Sylvie and Loki?
All right, I guess I'll start because no one else is talking.
Kirsten. Their whole relationship. Did y'all ship it or no?
I thought.
Loki I don't
took
know.
A new
Listen,
meaning.
So-
Loki took a new definition to go...
yourself.
No, that's not right to say.
Hey,
but
strong language.
That's true. So does that mean?
So is it jerking off?
Yeah. So is it masturbation if you kiss a variant of yourself?
How is that no? Because what? No.
How can you masturbate with your own mouth?
Is it? Wait. Is it gay?
Very flexible.
Because
honestly, if there is a variant of
that,
me and she looked like that, I'm not asking questions.
If it was Black Widow.
If there's a variant of me that's Scarlett Johansson, you think I'm asking these questions? I'm already halfway through the bed with her.
Oh, my
halfway
God.
Halfway through the
yeah,
bed?
But, yeah,
well,
but
it only takes a couple seconds. Heads.
You just hump right through the
Is him kissing himself incest, or is it just narcissism?
I guess that's narcissism.
Yeah, like...
You know what honestly think, though? I think it's nothing because it's two different versions of them. I think it's two different people, so it's not incest.
But, like, two different people, like, in the family tree, though, that is incest.
But they're not in the family tree,
because
they didn't, like, they're not from
the
same...
But they are part of each other.
They're technically the same person.
But they didn't come out of any wombs that are related to each other.
How do you know?
Well, the same mother, technically.
Well, it could be a variant.
So wait,
that's true. That's true. That's
here's
true.
Here's the question I have. So you have Sylvie. Came out of her?
Exactly.
Jack, so you have cameras on Schneider.
So you have good. Good. Jesus.
Good.
What? So you have, a girl Sylvie, which is girl Loki, and so what I assume is it's a gender swap. So then you have girl Thor, but then do you have girl Odin? Or does Odin stay the same because you still need Odin to be a king? Or is there a queen now of Asgard?
What's the mother's name? Like Helena or something?
Yeah, Helena.
I thought she died.
There are multiple variants of everything, so it's like, yeah, it'll change stories. So the story doesn't stay the same throughout like everything.
And the question that I have
bound to change.
Is that you have one solid timeline, right? So he creates this one timeline. Is that the main timeline that's like confirmed? So then that would mean that like,
are you talking before it, before the ending?
Like throughout the show,
I guess
the
throughout
one
the show
like
that
main
it's
timeline
one main timeline.
It is one timeline before, so like there is no multiverse before the ending of the show. It's just one timeline.
Yeah.
So do you guys know what happened at the end? Like. I know you watched it, but do you know who that guy was?
That was Kang the Conqueror.
Yeah.
Right?
It was a variant of
Wait,
him.
Kang Wait, the Conqueror's
what?
In this?
King, that was the guy in the end.
He Who Remains is what they referred to him as. He is a version or a variant of Kang the Conqueror. There used to be a multiverse. He talked about it a bit. He was the one who, you know, the monster they fought in the previous episode?
Eliath.
Yeah, it was something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was Eliath.
He used that to basically kill all the other timelines and all the other variants of him.
Mm-hmm.
So he instead of having this crazy multiverse, because it since they could connect to the multiverses, there became this giant war. And it became so out of hand because there's just different variants of people
everywhere.
They're just fighting for land and whatever. Because Kang the Conqueror is super evil. He's just an evil guy.
He didn't seem that evil on the show.
That was a variant. Yeah.
He is the nicest variant of them all because he was the one that ended it all. So he wanted to create just one timeline that just went in a circle and he just maintained it.
So
right.
So they just killed the nicest variant of.
Sylvie did. Yeah. Which is what he said. Loki in that situation, because they set it up to where it's like. Who's right? Is Loki right or is Sylvie right?
Oh
which
my
is
gosh.
When they fought.
Yeah.
Sylvie was wrong. Loki was the right one in that situation.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
that's what I was thinking.
Sylvie pushed him away. She killed the nicest version of Kang the Conqueror, and he said, I'll be seeing you soon.
So since we're at like
he met the evil versions of us.
Oh my right. goodness.
Since we're at technically
Fuck
the
Sylvie.
End of the Okay. Since we're technically at the end yeah. of that, I want to talk about that scene. One, Kang the Conqueror said the one thing that I wanted to hear somebody say to Sylvie for the entire series. Grow up. Because she was being a baby about it. She was like, oh my God. It's like there's a million, like infinite like amount of people. And your one reality mattered? No. Because we've raised a million and they all are just, they're gone. It's like, unfortunately, just it happened. Like you were a baby. What and you're how old? That was like 20 something years ago. You couldn't have just like gone and pissed off, like.
So the yeah, like, I guess the whole thing was she had a grudge her whole life because you know she was taken as a kid, so mm-hmm. She went her whole life hating it, and just to have that instant second of satisfaction, she murdered him and created a whole multiverse. Which is going to lead to the multiverse
of madness. Oh, my gosh!
Wait. So, like, I'm an outside viewer who hadn't watched it. So, murdering the nice king, like, sparked all the bad kings?
Yeah, because the nice king was keeping all the bad ones at bay, right? Like
the bad ones don't exist.
Technically, does that mean he's going to come back, though? Since it's, like, it's creating, like, the
variants of him. I mean, he's dead. He just got killed. But the his variants are all way evil than him, so they all.
But isn't there gonna
that's
be?
That's why they're Kang the Conquerors.
Isn't there gonna be like a nicer
oh
version
gosh.
Of him though too?
He
again?
Was the nicest version.
Yeah, but
there
like,
could be
there could be
versions.
Another one like Right? Sure. Okay, well, that's, I don't know. But the way he said it.
There's so many branches that you're only going to find the bad ones because the bad ones are the ones going to each multiverse and conquering it.
I kind of feel like it's like the chicken and the egg kind of scenario. It like, it just go back and forth continuously.
But that's until why it spirals out of hand because when they all start connecting to each other, it's like, who's this? Who's that? It's like now you have 80 Spider-Men all pointing at each other. Like, what the hell? It's just like, it's just madness. Nuts.
So here's something that I thought of, right? So in the beginning of the series, they talk about, the Avengers or whatever. There was two things about that scene that seemed kind of off to me. One, how did Loki know that the Avengers were going back in time? Because he didn't find that out because they said.
Wait, what are you talking about?
In the beginning, in the either very first or the second episode, when he says, "Why don't you bring the Avengers in here? They traveled back in time too." How did he know that?
Well, because in the first episode, he watched the entire reel of his.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Doesn't watch that beforehand.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. Doesn't. In the interrogation.
It's in his office. It's in, what's his name's?
Mobius.
No, he doesn't because he doesn't meet Mobius until the court scene.
That's so in the first episode.
In the very first episode. In the very first episode, right? He goes through the stupid line. He goes through all that. And then he's brought to the courtroom. And then they're like, we're going to put you on trial. And they're talking to him. And then he says, why don't you have the Avengers in here? Because they traveled back in time too. One, don't know how he know that because he said...
He was trying to accuse him, so like he didn't actually know that. But he was just trying to get those down there.
He would have known that because he got the Tesseract because something wasn't like right.
He saw the guy drop the Tesseract, but and then his excuse of how he knew is he could smell the cologne of two Tony Starks, which doesn't make sense because it's like that's the most.
He did see the briefcase get kicked across the floor by him.
I remember
him looking down and like
they definitely hinted that he knew in the Endgame. Like he did.
I feel like it's super lazy though. But anyway, there's that. And two, that also brings up the fact that they went back in time, which means the TVA they allowed that to happen, but they didn't allow the thing for Loki to happen.
Well, because.
Hold on.
They
allowed the thing for the Avengers to go back in time, right?
Yes.
Loki happened. That means the TVA would have gone and erased that timeline after Loki left because it wasn't supposed to happen. That's a different multiverse.
Right.
In the end of Endgame, they go back and return the stones and return all that. If the TVA erased that, how would they have gone back in time to put those back if the timeline was erased?
Because they didn't take it from that one timeline.
Yes, they
did.
You think that because what the Avengers are doing is supposed to happen, going back in time.
Right.
So if they reset the timeline to how the way it's supposed to be, it would still be without the Infinity Stones.
I guess.
They go back
but
even
Loki
to get the Tesseract.
Grabbing the Tesseract and teleporting away wasn't supposed to happen. He was supposed to just get sent back to Asgard as normal. And the Avengers were supposed to get the Tesseract or something. I don't know.
And that getting deleted.
Or the Tesseract was supposed to get taken some other way.
Yeah, that getting deleted does not matter because the Avengers went. They're like, okay, well, we lost the Tesseract here. Let's just abandon that. Go all even back even further to where Tony Stark's dad was and like the military base. Mm. Take it from there and then travel up and then return it back to where they found it there. They didn't even mess with that other timeline that they screwed up because of Loki.
No, yes, they did. The Time Stone. How did they get on the Time Stone? Because what's his name goes Hulk goes back to.
Yeah, he's not even with that scenario though, so it doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
He's in a completely different part of the town.
It's still a part of the same timeline.
Yeah, but it's not a part of the town. So the TVA just they pretty much just remove Loki, right? Like when Loki like grabbed the Tesseract and teleported, they remove Loki, and then they reset that timeline. So everything just happened as normal. So it didn't matter. And Hulk was somewhere. So that's by that you're saying like because they reset it, nothing different happened in that timeline. So it didn't matter. It doesn't matter. So everybody else around them doesn't matter because they reset it.
Can I just say how like sophisticated we got after that intro we had?
What?
It's very sophisticated.
Oh, yeah.
I just find it really funny.
Here at Media Mix, we go everywhere.
Yeah.
We go over everything and everyone.
I did like... Okay, good. I'm sorry, go ahead. I was gonna bring up a different point. I don't know if you're going to like continue on this, but...
No, you can... I was going to bring up a new point. Go ahead.
All right. Too. So, as we see in like the beginning, Loki... Loki's fresh out of New York, like after the invasion and everything. He's like, you know, he's pure like Loki. He's pure evil, pretty much. Like he's at his like most evil part of the story that we see him at.
Yeah.
Then you know he gets taken to the TVA. You know, we slowly begin to see like while he's at the TVA, he slowly begins to get more and more. He gains his like morals back or something like that. Like he's less evil.
Like as time goes on, he was never like truly evil. He always just wanted like he was always like an attention seeker.
He just wanted to rule, but at the same time, he was still evil before then.
Yeah, but
he wanted to conquer.
Gouging people's eyes out.
I see
and
where
stuff
yeah,
like that.
I see
like,
where you're going with this. Like it shows him being like you know like this
human?
Like yeah this evil person, and then it shows him going into like. You know, developing like, oh, I put this blanket over your shoulder. Come cuddle with me, like kind of like that.
Not necessarily like
right.
That.
That's what you're like saying
well,
it was
I'm
going
saying,
into.
Like, I'm saying like in that short because what is the timeline of this like movie? Do you, or not a movie, a TV show? Like what is the timeline?
Where does it take place?
I mean, not where does it take place,
in, like,
but like how long from when he got taken to the TVA to where he?
Well, you gotta remember
to the very end.
Time doesn't like take place in the TVA.
That's true.
Yeah.
So but technically, no time.
But just according to like screen time, I guess.
I have no idea.
I mean, it doesn't look like a long time.
Probably a couple of days.
That's what I'm saying. So in that couple of days, he transformed from the evil Loki that we
well,
knew.
Watching
in.
That video of his life really took.
That's what I'm
yeah,
saying. So he
so...
watched the video of his life. That was a huge turning point for him. And then meeting Sylvie. And traveling along with her was another huge turning point to where it got to the end.
And I say, I
and
think
also,
meeting the variants really had an effect on
him. Yeah, also another one that he realized that none of the stones had any power in this place. And he was like, what the hell? Like, where am
That's
I?
Why
I
like,
yeah, so he was like, where?
First
nothing works
really
here.
Yeah, it really showed like how useless. He never was like useless in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's just like, he couldn't even believe it. That's like he couldn't wrap his head around like this place that just took his powers away and like they had Infinity Stones as like
paperweights. I did not like
Can
that.
I ask a question?
I did. It was like a.
A lot of people did not like that little like line using
kind of.
Infinity Stones as paperweights because it's just like
I
all
mean,
these people died for
you,
the. Yeah, hold on one second, Nick. Because all these people like died for like those Infinity Stones and they're just using as paperweights like. I just saw a lot on, like, TikTok and Instagram people
can see why they're upset about that. It's just, like, if you take an Infinity Stone and you go to a different universe from what that Infinity Stone was from, it's useless. It's just a rock.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense in, like, the
it
show, but, like,
power.
Thinking about it, people just didn't like it that way.
I mean, but the TVA, like, isn't in a universe. It's its own thing. That's why none of them work there.
I also saw that someone was, like, you know how... Sorry, Nick. I just had to get this out, but like I saw somewhere like,
yeah.
No,
he interrupts us.
Cameras. You're not in this episode.
But anyways, I saw like this video of like someone was like it went back to like Ant-Man and the Wasp or like you know Ant-Man got stuck in like the quantum realm and how like time was only like I don't know like five months for him or like 5 minutes or what did he say or 5 hours. And it was, like, 5 years for everyone else. So I saw someone, like, saying, like, oh, the universe of, like the whole, like, you know.
The TVA.
Yeah, the TVA is based,
yeah,
like,
I
it's in the quantum realm. That's what
I
they said.
I saw someone post a picture, and they're, like, it was a picture of him in the mm-hmm. quantum realm. And they, like, zoomed in on something in the background that looked like the TVA. So they're, like, is the TVA in the quantum realm?
Yeah.
There was a lot of things like in that like area, like was it Thanos' like copter or something?
Yeah, okay.
And, like,
I really
it was like Frog
oh,
Thor.
Talk about that? That was awesome.
Yeah,
that
let's talk about those.
So
there's so
good.
Many
like,
things
Thanos?
Though in
that
area.
That?
So
no?
The Thanos copter was in Loki.
No, it was not.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
It was. Yeah, it was. Nick
so,
pointed
you know
it
that,
out.
You know, after he got what do you call it? Getting stabbed by the thing, reset or whatever.
Yeah.
When they got sent to that, yeah, prune. When he got sent to that land where he met all the variants, they had a ton of Easter eggs in the background.
Oh, yes. And one of so the first many.
Ones you see is the Thanos copter.
No way.
Yeah. It's a giant What's yellow helicopter with Thanos.
It's a helicopter that Thanos used in the comics. It just Thanos says copter. Thanos.
I think
for a second I thought you guys were trying to reference Thanos car.
Thanos car.
Thanos car. Thanos car.
Yeah, they used a meme in this
show. They referenced Lightning McQueen as well.
Do they?
They did because
wait, what?
Why did they update
Lightning McQueen is
Owen Wilson.
There's a Owen Wilson. I love the meme where Owen Wilson wakes up and it's all over the variants of like him from different movies.
Wait, I wanted to ask a question before you guys get too far away from it. I won't switch cameras. But
okay, fine.
Switch it.
No.
Don't switch it.
Don't switch it.
I'm so ugly. I'm sorry. So Loki saw his whole life up to where he died in Infinity War.
Yes.
And he was like, he completely converted to from evil to good after
we
that.
We saw his mom die too.
You gotta watch the show to really understand.
Yeah.
I don't There's know why you did not up. Watch the show.
Yeah, it's such a good show.
I just don't
it's such
like,
a good show.
He didn't have any conflict at all.
He did.
Like, oh, of course he did.
Evil to good.
Oh, yeah, no, he did.
The main thing that changed him was Mobius being kind of a dick to him.
Yeah.
He, like, made him spill out, kind of. Like, you have to watch the show to kind of really understand it, because, like, us talking, it would sound really dumb. But, like, you know, there's built Jets up to continue. It.
So, wait, what was the Lightning McQueen reference?
Oh, there's something dumb where it's like, you know how he's driving the car?
Yeah.
And there's a scene where she's like, turn right or something, and then it shows him turning left, but he turns right anyways. It's like a nod to like a lightning.
Turn play. Right to turn left or whatever. Yeah,
turn
like
right left to go left.
NASCAR.
Sorry.
Awesome. Speaking of like the Easter eggs, real quick,
that?
I just want to mention.
Yeah, oh yeah, you definitely hear that.
Like Frog Thor, it Throg? Like Frog Throg. Thor Throg. Is like in like the Throg. Ground like as like you show them going down.
Yeah.
It has like the comic issue number he first appeared in.
Really?
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No, not at all. What?
You like, know, Chris Hemsworth actually recorded lines for that.
Like, oh my gosh. I remember like seeing it.
Wait, what is that?
I was like, why is there a frog in the ground in a jar?
Oh, I didn't
hold it to the camera.
I can just put it in there on the picture. You don't need to do that.
Because it showed a monolith.
Okay, that's not
monolith. Yeah, thanks for the low poly.
Okay.
We can just over whatever.
I could have just done it in the first place. Never mind.
Just whatever. put it in, like, make a little box, Jack, and be like.
Yeah, there's a lot of Easter eggs in here.
Come on, Media Mix is falling on hard times right now, okay? We gotta use, like, use what we can.
Anyways.
But yeah, it was really cool seeing those, because I noticed a lot of them when I saw a TikTok, and just wanted to bring that up in case y'all saw it or not.
Yeah, that was really cool.
There's a lot of stuff in the background.
It was really cool.
A Mjolnir.
It was like, I think it was in a movie like Captain America was in. It was one of those like flying kind of like landing.
The helicarriers?
Yes, I think it was that. That was there too.
There was a helicarrier in the background.
And then the big thing from Guardians of the Galaxy was also
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that was there too. Just different things.
Like I thought the helicarrier from like where it was, you know, the big like weird like twisty thing from.
The twist kind
of. From Guardians of the Galaxy that gets like. Taken out
the first one
and the first
you
one
you just look at it online
anyway,
but
that,
there's
that
just a lot of those things in there
but the helicarrier the way it was laying looked like the back of a Star Destroyer and that's what I thought it was and I was like whoa like,
that'd be funny
yeah no it's not that's
but
not what it's,
there was a giant yellow jacket head which
yeah
he's the villain and
oh yeah that was
lost.
One of those too
there was a giant destroyed Stark Tower but it said
it was like from China or whatever.
It said like something on it. It said like gang on it, I think.
Well, it was
Stark gang.
In the comics, Stark sells it to Kang the Conqueror. And Kang the Conqueror runs a business called Gang Enterprises. Or I could be wrong about that,
what?
But I'm pretty sure it's Gang Enterprises.
Really?
Wouldn't it be Kang
so
Enterprises?
It shows the Stark Tower that says gang on it that's destroyed in the background. That was another thing.
Huh.
Maybe that's why there's like a lot of the comic stuff in like the shows is because the TVA took it out, so we didn't actually see it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, kind of like we already talked about this a little bit, but King the Conqueror, like he's probably gonna be the new like antagonist of.
He will
the
be.
MCU.
There will be like multiple of him, but he's supposed to be the most evil version. Will probably show up in Ant-Man, Quantumania.
That's what. Yeah, that's what I read. Is he's gonna be like the main villain?
Can I ask another quick question about Kang? Yeah. Is he like a human, like a regular person, or is he like?
Yeah, he's just a regular.
He's a human from way in the future, so he has like a ton of technology.
Because I thought in the comics he was like some green dude.
He has like a giant suit.
That's Hulk.
Oh, sorry.
Got him.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that sentence right there will get any Marvel fan in an aneurysm.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like the next
My
like...
favorite part was in Harry Potter showed up. Luke Skywalker saved the day.
I feel like
then Frodo came in.
The show was...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, go ahead. The show, to me, after finishing it, was like... I don't know.
Lackluster.
Do you agree with me on that?
It was after the initial shock of him seeing the Kang statue and that Mobius thing, or he's like, slow down, man. Who are you? Wow.
Oh, my God. I was so confused. I didn't understand what was Owen happening. Wilson? He had explained it to me.
Yeah, I don't.
I was like, dumb, slow down, man.
Calm down. Who are you?
Wait, no, explain. Because I was like, why like, don't they
that
understand
the universe?
I'll explain it.
It was a different universe. Like, they didn't know who he was.
The multiverse now exists, so he's in a different universe of the TVA.
Yeah.
It's
a different.
It's like going to a different Earth.
Wait,
like they're not
so
on the same Earth.
How does he know how? Wait, how is he gonna? Is he not able to go back to the other universe?
We don't know.
Then?
We gotta figure it out.
What happened was, remember, Sylvie had the pad, and the pad only led to another place on the timeline in the one universe, because the universe was only one universe. They just led to different places on the timeline.
Yeah. But now there's more.
Now that she killed him and it broke off. She pushed him through a portal, and it just leads to another part on the multiverse.
Well, no, but she pushed him through and then killed him.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
well, I think
yeah.
It just shows, like,
they were fighting,
and
she pushed him through first.
I mean, I don't know.
And then, like, he got sent back, and then she went up and killed him.
I mean,
you're saying, it would have made more sense if that happened.
Who knows how long it takes to go through it.
That's very true.
That's true, yeah.
That's all I can say. That's like the only devil's advocate I could play.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, never mind. I was going to say something, but it sounded dumb. Because I feel like...
Make it up with this alligator, Loki.
Well, if the TVA is not affected by time, which means it also wouldn't be affected by multiverses, correct? Or no, is it still affected by multiverses?
I guess it's affected by multiverses.
Well, it has to be now.
Well, it has to be now.
Versions of it.
Mm-hmm. But...
Because remember, everybody in the TVA was just a variant.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So now there's just going to be multiple variants.
Is multiverse short for like
multi-universe?
Multiple.
Yes, that's
like
what it
versions?
Is. Yeah, that's what it stands for.
Pretty much.
Hold on. So does that mean there's like TVAs in every universe or something, or is this the only one that exists? That
no, well, I mean,
means that
wasn't
every
it just his version that made the TVA? So like. If he like blocked them from like,
oh yeah, that's
so,
just, I'm not upset.
Hold on.
I'm just like,
why would another Kang? Why would another Kang the Conqueror make a TVA?
Exactly.
Just to get rid of
if
other.
If they like blocked him, then they wouldn't know.
He wanted the war to end. So and he destroyed all the other ones with that giant monster that he had. It ate all the other timelines. It's kind of a
Sylvie
mind
fucked
fuck.
It up.
Yeah, Sylvie did kind of fuck it up.
Which then.
Yeah.
Okay, so something I wanted to say about the scene where they fight, which is stupid.
I didn't like that.
What's,
they fought.
Okay, hold on.
No.
I guess, yeah, it's,
I mean,
it's stupid that they fight.
In, like, a few different scenes.
What is, and I asked Jack this, what is a list of Loki's powers?
I have it right here. I have
hold
it
on.
Right here.
Do you have it?
I have a list, yeah. So, Loki is the god of mischief.
Loki's pretty damn strong.
Yeah, Loki is the god of mischief. Originally, he was just supposed to be the god of mischief where he can... change appearances. He can change into different people. He can change clothes. Like he can, you know, he can make a projection of himself walk out.
Seen a previous
and then
movie.
Yeah, he can make swords come from his hands.
Right.
You know, that makes sense.
I was gonna have to say the reveal of what
I know, but I was gonna say the first reveal, and then you can get the big one.
Yeah.
And then apparently we find out that he can also hijack people's minds in this show, which is like, okay, that's kind of weird, but you know, whatever. I'll take it, and then,
because that was the thing, is like there's multiverses, and each version of them have different powers, and I guess some of them like aren't fully tapped into their powers. where the hell did he learn force pull and push? Because for some reason, you know the scene where she like just throws the desk out of the way by just like waving her hand at it and they like get pulled in and all that stuff? That has never been a power that they've had. So where in the hell did they like just pull it out of their ass?
He's straight up.
No, he's not.
He has not had the power.
He's never had that. I've never seen that before.
You see a little green force, and then like Sylvie gets like pushed back, like, and then
where's that? What episode where they like they had to get to the? They're on the planet that was about to be destroyed, and they're trying to get onto that spacecraft that would.
Yeah, what about it?
He used it in that.
To what?
When?
There's a building about to fall on him, and he pushes it back up.
So he's a Jedi?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. He does use that. And I also, in that scene, I was like, when did he learn how to do that?
It's like in a lot of movies.
The first time they showed it.
But he's never used it. But he's never used it before. And that's the thing.
And that's why, like, because that was always a power of his in the comic. It just, they never used it before, so it was a little, like, weird.
Yeah, like, why?
But that was just the director wanting Loki to be at his best, like his most powerful.
But why introduce
why save it to the end?
Yeah, why introduce it then? Like, why couldn't they have made, like, why couldn't they have made that like a way cool, like, apparently why couldn't they introduce it in a it. Way apparently, cooler way?
I saw an argument apparently, online.
I never liked
There's like a million points. Isn't there a part where he's trying to reach for a tempat and he just really can't like get there? Why didn't he just
because that's
the thing. If you use it for suspense purposes and remove all the sense of like convenience, and you're just like, they'll never use it until just that very like specific time. It's the dumbest thing, because then it's like, well, now it's just a power that has like a freaking recharge on it, or it's like it's only can be I don't know.
Or
it's,
why didn't like whenever they're Sylvie and Loki were talking to the guy, like why didn't you just use her power to like. So have something go up from behind him and just kill him then. Like, she had physically, like, stab him or whatever. Like,
that was also very anticlimactic. It was just her, like, she was like.
It was so annoying. It was like a little kid.
It
was
like, yeah, she was like, any last words? And he's like, I'll see you soon.
Yeah, she was just like, it was just like.
And it wasn't even like a good, like.
It was not cool at all. She just went.
Just like.
No, like, before you, like, okay.
Shake.
Like, I will admit, the finale was a little, like. Until the big, like, kind of reveal at the end, it was, like...
The big kahuna?
I didn't... Oh, wow.
You were
and,
in it?
And, like, the stamp. Like, I was expecting an after credit scene, and it was just, like, see you on season 2!
Oh, yeah.
I was a little, like...
I kind of hate how only some episodes had them, and some didn't. It's kind of annoying.
The thing is...
Personally.
I just want you guys to understand that before COVID happened... Loki was supposed to be only one season with 12 episodes. But since COVID happened, they only did 6 episodes, and they put the other 6 for season 2. So the finale that we actually got wasn't a season finale at all. It was just supposed to be the end of episode 6.
That's dumb.
That's so, that,
well,
dumb.
Well, then that means that they might have the second season out sooner?
It'll be out in like a year.
A year?
Oh,
year.
What?
I mean, that's relatively soon.
You're capping.
For a Marvel
Shut
movie.
Up. No,
I had to wait a whole year between Infinity War and Endgame. If I could do that, I could go all the way through No Not November, okay? Not a whole month.
I just don't... No. I don't... I feel like the show... I understand a lot of people really liked it for the sake of, like, Loki's my favorite villain, but, like...
He is my. I gotta say, he is my favorite villain.
He's not my favorite villain. You know who mine is? Ultron. He is the coolest. Yeah. He is the coolest villain.
It's an unpopular opinion.
He is the best voice actor.
His movie wasn't that great, but he's a great villain.
Right.
Yeah. He will be back.
Will he?
He'll be back.
He could probably back the multiverse.
I mean, he was
White
cool.
Vision's up and around.
Oh,
that could be Ultron.
Oh,
not Vision.
Well, we don't know. Yeah, I guess we don't know.
I thought Ultron was cool. He had a really cool, like...
He did.
Design.
I agree.
Like his,
well, now that the multiverse is there, there's multiple Ultrons now.
Well, because that was...
There's a multiverse or Ultron 1.
Oh.
Like, that... There's just things
and
like that.
And the next
that,
Avengers
man.
Animation become a movie.
And all what? Right. What? Whenever... Speaking of kind of a little back, whenever talking about, like, killing the guy, right? Kind of going off of that. Whenever they were pruning, like, people, especially Loki, I actually thought he died.
Oh yeah, so did
I was like,
I was like, fuck.
What? Like,
I was like, no, they killed Tom Hiddleston off, and now they're gonna have the girl take like Loki's place. And
yeah, I was like, they just cut off the whole main character. Okay, but I was like, why?
So and then like that so guy. So happy to see that end credits scene, like after that when he like wakes up and he sees the variants. That had me really hyped.
If there's well, no hold on. Scene, I would have been kind
of
pissed.
What you speaking of that, you thought he died when that happened. I literally was like, okay, but what's if like when you prune someone they
she kinda
go
called it.
Yeah,
I called it. I literally was like, okay, so what's if they have their own little like place that they go to for each of the variants? But it like I don't know, that didn't happen because apparently Mobius was with them
was
or something.
Most of them died anyways.
So, like there was no one else there either.
Mobius,
so like
I was like, no, they killed off Mobius.
He didn't
like,
that's his last ride scene. The jet ski.
I know, yeah.
You know they're trying to like fit in a scene where he's on a jet ski.
Yeah,
I hope they do.
Oh my god.
The
opening scene.
The director that did season one won't be doing season two though.
What?
Why?
She just that isn't. Sucks. I don't know why, but she isn't.
Did she just not
she wasn't
enjoy
picked
it?
Or
not
she
like
didn't...
it really matters, but because like
kind of.
Well, because the people that write it are gonna be the same. It's just the director.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a big
problem. Wasn't it like comparing like before we did like
they're busy making good movies.
Done.
Well, like when we did The Conjuring, we're talking about how there's different ones between like the first few and the last Conjuring, so it's gonna obviously be different. So
maybe a little different, but I'm sure they have a story already kind of written out that they want to do.
Because I'm not a huge fan of her character. Do you guys like Sylvie as a character, or do you find her a little kind of like...
I love the
actor. She was a little annoying.
She's kind of...
I'm going to say that now.
She's kind of a really, like, yeah, she's really grainy, and she's kind of like that really annoying, like... She's like a chihuahua that, like, you try to be friends with, but for some reason it's always bitchy to you, and then right when you think it's starting to be nice to you, it just bites the shit out of your hand, and you're just like, no, but, like, I'll kill you. Like, stop. That's the thing about it. So when the guy at the end was just like, stop being a baby,
yeah,
it's like, thank you.
That's like, a really good, like, a description of how I felt about her. Yeah,
chihuahua.
She was just... It was just so annoying. I don't know.
Because she honestly, she is a child. I mean, she wasn't raised enough to understand, but at the same time, she's like, meh.
There's a, meh. You know why she got pruned? Like, there's a theory of, like, because, you know, what was her, because everybody that they take to the TVA, they broke some kind of, they did something they weren't supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
She was just a kid sitting there. What did she do? She was playing with, like, What is the girl that showed up in Ragnarok? The one...
Oh, yeah. The sister.
What do you mean?
No, not Hela.
The Valkyrie?
Valkyrie. She was playing with a Valkyrie toy, like, fighting a bad guy. So there's a theory saying that, like, the reason they wanted to, like, the thing that she broke is all Lokis are kind of supposed to be evil.
Oh, and she's
supposed
to be a good
Loki.
They're
thinking she was going to be a good Loki.
And wait, so here's the thing that I kind of like, that I want to question, right? So they go back in time, they do that, but you have a main timeline. Does that mean at some point she was destined to be erased from the timeline? Because the original timeline has male Loki.
Oh, yeah, that could be it.
Because that's the thing is that if you're willing to say that, then you could be like, okay, they were batted against each other, and they're the same exact, as far as like they're the, they have like they're the same exact way, they follow the same exact timeline, except they are just gender swapped. So like they're the same, they're just like opposites of each other. Basically.
Honestly, I don't know enough about it, man. It's such a mind fuck.
Huh? It's also
it
like
it really is a mind fuck. I'm so fucking lost right now.
It's so up to interpretation that like you can just say whatever you sorry,
agreed, agreed.
You yes, can say, yes. You can say whatever you want as far as like
pretty much
for it.
Yeah. I just wanna also say the child that played the actor that played young Sylvie, she's the same actor that plays Judith from The Walking Dead. So yeah, I just
really?
Say that. Yeah.
Whoa.
Good for you, actor.
Thanks, Judith.
Actress.
And did you know that Mobius is actually Lightning McQueen?
You know that Mobius is actually God.
Okay, so
can we talk about how there was no wow?
Oh, I know. I wanted him to do that.
He's gonna say in season two from fan backlash. I guarantee it. Right now.
If he doesn't say wow once,
Yeah. If he doesn't say wow, it's not a Noah Wilson movie.
Wow.
It's not a TV show.
Man, look at TV that.
He better be on a damn jet ski or I riot.
He's on a jet ski just saying wow.
He's just like
Marvel, make it happen. Because
so,
like,
that is so perfect.
It'd be the best Marvel
scene. Vicky is funny.
Also, can I say one more thing? I just the intro music and the music throughout this show is amazing.
Oh, I loved it.
It's a bop, bro.
And just the logo for the show showing the different letters.
So good.
Meaning like the different variants of Loki.
Was that what it meant?
It's so good. Yeah, each letter is different. I said that when we were watching.
You did not say that.
Oh, I was like, look, all the letters are different. Like different variants.
He said all the letters are different. Obviously, they're different. But need to say for the variants.
I thought that's
if you look at them all, they kind of like obviously they'll all match up to one font if you mix them all together. But since they're all like interchanging, it just kind of represents like the variants all being together.
That's I don't know why watching that part of the letters changing like
it's so satisfying.
I don't know. I wouldn't say satisfying. There's like something about it that like gave me this sense of like. It was just eerie and like kind of creepy. If you took away the music from it and just had that part changing, it's like, I don't know what about. I think it was because each one, like, there's occasionally one that like is like different, so you're just like, it has that thing of like, I don't know what it is. Or,
Well, like kind of like earlier in like the intro, like whenever they like had like Marvel, has it been like other like movies or like shows where like that's not been red? Or has it just been like it's like it was green,
right?
It's but didn't they do that for the Falcon and Winter Soldier as well? Like they changed the logo, like
not
colors.
Like of any like the original ones though,
they'll,
right? It was the
change.
Original armor.
They'll change it a bit. I'm pretty sure Black Panthers was different.
Mm-hmm. Also, like during
the
that
one,
though,
whenever Stan Lee died, the next movie after that it had all Stan Lee. Stan Lee instead of the characters.
Wasn't there one with the Black Panther when he passed away?
Didn't we say that?
Yeah, we just said that.
No, you said purple. Like, you said the color.
I was talking about
the
intro to Black
Panther. Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Did they do one? I think they did, like, a Wakanda Forever thing on one of them when he passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One last thing on the intro real quick. The different music they played.
Yes.
How it changed up. There was that one where it had all the characters, like talking.
In the last
episode. Oh, my God, yeah. That one, oh, my God.
You know, one of them was Greta Thunberg. What's her name? Greta?
Yeah.
Greta?
Is it Greta? In the episode 6 thing where it was showing all the people talking because I had a bunch of Marvel quotes, but it also put in some real world quotes as well.
Yeah.
What?
Real world?
And one of them was Greta Thunberg's quote. Or, I don't know how to say her name.
Let's go. I don't know. I feel like this topic could.
Okay, but anyways, but Loki's like the Avenger theme song. They did a Loki one, so it's like a darker like theme song at the end, and that's what it was so good. Like the musical composition of it was
like the end credits.
Yes, it was so good. It just felt so nice and airy and kind of creepy and like stuff. So it was really good.
You know what that ending like? You know, after the show ends and like they were showing like. It's like the credits for like the main people of the movie, and it's like, you know, you're like seeing like they're like flipping pages of a book or something, like the clock that has like a million different like things. You know what that reminded me of for some reason?
If you say it, I'll agree with you probably.
Call of Duty.
Yeah. The beginning of Black Ops 1.
Call of Duty. Maybe not Black Ops 1, but like the new. No, like the newer.
Where they just have random like
Cold
stuff.
Where they just have like random stuff playing in the background, like pages turning, like it zooms into like.
It reminded me of Black Ops 1.
That too, a little bit. But I don't know. This just kind of what it reminded me of. I was like, that's kind of cool, you know? I like that style of like. Of intros and whatnot and outros and. All right, I got a question, though.
Yeah, what'd you want?
Go away.
So,
leave.
I just noticed you put the horns in the media mix thing. Is that supposed to be a Loki?
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't. I don't know why we didn't change this to green.
Destined with glorious purpose.
I want to redraw it. Okay.
Also, there's a little.
This is the horny cast.
She doesn't like it, but I really like the gator.
It looks
accurate. So I drew it originally with the black marker, right? It was really good. He's like, you know, we got a green one, right?
It was green.
Anywho.
All right, anyway.
That ties into my question. Anywho. What happened to Alligator Loki, bro? He was undeniably the most OP Loki out there.
I laughed so hard out loud when he jumped up and bit the Loki. And Tom Hiddleston's scream was so funny. Because it wasn't like a legit scream at all. It was just like a terrible scream, but I loved it.
Dude,
so much.
It
yeah,
was
he
so
just
funny.
Looked down, his hand was gone, so it was just
and that,
like...
that was President Loki, by the way. Because it had the vote Loki.
Yeah,
on him.
I saw that.
So he was the president
so
Loki variant. Dude, bit his hand
it's
off.
So dude, I love how they put Alligator Loki. Like I know
and
how
then
I've,
having him swing
oh,
around.
Oh, dude,
was
I,
so funny.
I know how I've said like you know oh they've been adding more like comedy in like their movies and that like I do think sure. a little bit they should revert back take it a tone back with a little bit with the comedy just to get like a little bit more serious than what it actually is because
sure
I feel like they crack. Maybe a little bit too many jokes to where like it takes away from like the pure like seriousness of it, but Alligator Loki was just necessary, dude. Like
it was necessary.
He just like that was that he just had to be in there, dude.
There's also the factor of jokes hitting or missing, and lots of times they just miss, you know.
Huh?
Jokes like when they crack funny things in movies.
I think when they want to get serious, they will get serious. It depends on the movie or TV show.
It's true, but
like,
it's
like Falcon and Winter Soldier was more on the serious side.
It was. But that was like the first in a while. Like pretty much everything else before that. Endgame, they still had jokes in it and stuff. Like,
Endgame, okay.
Endgame
was
perfect.
Admit,
Endgame, I think, was like.
Endgame
a
was
balance.
Perfect, but the Fat Thor thing was stupid.
I hated that.
The fact that they added Fortnite in it made me hate it even more.
Wait, what? They added Fortnite?
Like, that's kind of funny.
Thor was playing Fortnite and he yelled at Noobmaster 69.
Yeah.
I loved that scene.
I thought it was stupid.
I loved that scene.
Don't touch me, Bob!
But the scene where he was like, hello, raccoon, and he like runs on
mischievous.
Yeah, like, that was stuff like that's funny. But, like, and then being too serious is when you go all the way back to the first Thor movie. Like, that movie was way too serious. That
I still think the first Thor movie is the worst movie in.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But
was that the Ragnarok one or something?
The worst movie out of the Marvel ones?
Yeah.
The Marvel Universe.
Hold on, let me go through
MCU.
My head. I'm gonna exclude Black Widow.
Black Widow.
I'm excluding that.
You really think Black Widow is the worst? I wouldn't. Even
no,
put
no. I wouldn't put that. So
yeah, because Dark World was
Dark
like
World was
Dark
awful.
World was
Dark
okay,
World
Dark
was
better than
I
like,
put
the first
Dark World just above Thor.
Exactly.
But Dark World. Dark
Wait,
World
what
was
Dark World?
And then Ragnarok just... is like top five.
Yeah.
Really, you think?
Oh, dude, I loved Ragnarok.
Wait. Hold on. Whose movie is Dark World?
That's
Thor.
World.
Oh, okay.
It's the second movie.
I was about to say. I was like, what the heck?
When I.
A lot of people don't like the Hulk.
I don't like Ragnarok.
Yeah, it was bad.
You think that's the worst?
It's not the worst.
So what's the worst? What's the worst?
The thing is, I can't really choose. Which was the Iron Man, but like the very last one.
Iron Man.
Oh yeah.
That's not that.
Iron Man 4.
I mean,
there's no Iron Man
4. There's no Iron Man 4.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
There's only three Iron Mans.
No.
There's three.
Iron Man 3.
Trust me, I know. It's like my favorite.
Iron Man 3 is not that bad.
Well, I'm gonna say Dark World, then Iron Man 3. But the thing is, I didn't like Ragnarok. You know the reason why?
Too much comedy.
Because it was too much comedy, and that's the thing.
No,
is
it was so good.
I think it's like that's that threshold where it's like you have to teeter, but also the other half of like I really, really liked.
Piss off, Ghost.
Yeah, that was funny, but
they did have some really funny
I really like a Planet Hulk because it's really cool like storyline of like
You think it ruined that?
I think it ruined that because the whole thing about like Planet Hulk is like he's sent to a different planet. He saves this planet like by being a gladiator and then it becomes his home, so then he feels at home. And if you leave it at that, that's nice. But then if you continue it, a nuke is sent to the planet by Iron Man and Doctor Strange, and it blows up his entire family and incinerates the planet. But since Hulk can't die, he then says, screw you, flies back, and murders all the Avengers.
Oh.
Or maybe he doesn't murder them, but he comes back.
Is that the comic book where, like, Thor takes one step and cracks the Earth in half?
No, I don't remember.
All right, let's get back on track with Loki.
But anyway, that was.
I see what you're saying, though.
Oh, well, I just want to mention something real quick. It's like looking at your notes, but talking about like funny like Loki scenes, like with the alligator like biting his hand off. Another one that I thought of was him waiting in line, seeing that one guy get pruned, and then get, like, he got his ticket. So that was so funny.
He's like, I don't need a ticket. And then like the one guy's like, I don't have my ticket. And they're like, all right, bye. He's like, he kind of like gets obliterated. Loki's like,
ticket.
Got it.
There's a reason. The one thing that like I kind of found weird a little bit about Loki. So something that I saw where it's like, in all of the Marvel movies, it was Tom Hiddleston playing as Loki, and now I think it's Loki playing as Tom Hiddleston. Because it's so he's so much not like Loki to where it's just kind of like I just whatever like
maybe
I'll just
they're
change
trying to make him be like more likable throughout this show so we would kind of
liked him from the
I mean I've always liked him Avengers. But like maybe that's what they're trying to do
but looking
the first Avengers is my what, probably he still is my favorite villain from
well they
first
think
Avengers.
When the they think or I don't know, they Marvel people. Loki's they have a theory where it's like, you know how classic Loki, the older Loki variant,
mm-hmm.
which is just, they call him classic Loki because he has the...
He's the classic.
He has the comic uniform on.
The horns.
And I love the actor that played this and he did great.
Mm-hmm.
But he was talking about in the cave to the other Lokis how he didn't die to Thanos there being choked because that was just a projective of him.
Oh, yeah.
And then he
went
away and forever lived in a cave until the TVA showed up. And he regrets like meeting up with Thor.
Yeah.
The old Loki. Yeah. That's
so
what he did.
Other people think maybe when Loki comes back into the timeline has a chance to redo that thing with Thanos, he'll do the same thing, but instead it'll just be a projection that dies and he stays hiding. And then that's how that story will continue.
The cool thing that I liked about Loki as a character, or not cool, when I say cool, odd thing I should say, is that you'll watch it, right? And he'll like make some sort of references that like reference to Earth. And you're just like, I mean, I guess, but like...
They have stuff in Asgard too.
Yeah, I guess. The coolest thing that a lot of people point out is where he's D.B. Cooper.
Yeah, he's D.B.
But
the
also
plane?
But that also means that they've been to Earth beforehand, which means how long have they been going to Earth for? Because when it was with Thor,
mm-hmm.
he was like, oh, I don't understand Earth customs here, which I guess would mean like Thor has never been.
I'm sure they
were
never like they never stayed on Earth. They just, like, because Loki even went there just on a dare.
Yeah.
So it is.
But I wanted to see more stuff like that. That's what I thought it was going to be, is you'd have, like, Loki going after variants who did, like, this different stuff.
Mm.
Or, like, follow different, like, have shorts, basically. That's what I wanted. But they didn't do that. So.
I mean, it was pretty suspenseful when
but
he was looking for the, before we even knew who Sylvie was. It was, you know, going after her. I don't know. That was kind of suspenseful.
Right, Jack, what did you have?
Yes.
What I have? Oh. I have our ratings.
Oh, can
is it ratings time?
Can I
mean, unless
somebody
else has...
We did start it, like, I don't know how...
It maybe, was, like, 10 minutes
10,
in.
20
probably
minutes
seven.
In?
I think it was, like,
it
7.
Was not 20 minutes in.
It was like, 10 at max.
No, you guys have, I'm not saying I want to end it. I'm just saying, like, do you guys have anything else, like, you want to talk about?
Oh, let me look at my notes real quick.
Because
we already know my favorite
Loki
character
walks.
Was Alligator Loki.
Dude, the way Alligator Loki walks and he just scurries around. Like, there are some scenes where I had to rewatch because I wasn't listening to him. I was just looking at Alligator Loki walk around.
Dude,
it was so funny.
He looks so baller with that, with the freaking crown he has on.
The crown right here.
Dude. Thank you, Marvel, for adding that. Thank you. I appreciate that. I know I talk about the comedy thing, but like that is just.
We never
pure
talked
gold.
About like Kid Thor or Kid Loki, where he's like, "What was your thing?" And he's like,
"I killed Thor."
It was like,
that's kind of.
Oh yeah. Okay. I also saw a video. You remember in Ragnarok where Thor was like, when we were kids, Loki turned into a snake and stabbed him.
Oh yeah, I guess
that probably was the moment he accidentally killed Thor. Maybe not accidentally, but well, maybe God. Maybe he wanted to do it on purpose. No, but
I'm pretty sure he turned into an alligator and ate him.
Oh yeah, that too. But I think that's like a kind of like I don't know. It would be a cool connection. I think.
Is alligator Loki an actual alligator, or is he just like a Loki just kind of like
he's into an alligator.
I remember seeing like the artwork. I remember someone wrote like artwork. It's like, and he's like, I'm sorry to tell you this, my
boy. Oh yeah, and it's
you're adopted, and it's just alligator Loki. It's like sad alligator noises. So like,
sad alligator noises.
He's like, you're adopted, but it's not even like cries an alligator Odin. It's just a human Odin.
Cries an alligator.
Did you have something?
I have like two more things. Okay. I personally like started watching the show. I was kind of like, when the episode ended, I was like, okay, episode ended. I guess I gotta wait another week to watch the next episode because I knew we were gonna probably want to do this for the podcast.
Welcome
and then,
to anime.
Throughout time, I started getting more and more like invested in the show, and.
Sorry, go ahead.
What are you doing?
Just pulling my string.
Bruh.
But I just personally, I don't know about y'all, if y'all, because with WandaVision, I was consistently, like, interested in wanting, like, basically, like, banging the bed, like, wanting more, episodes.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Because it was so good. But, like, getting Loki, I was like, okay. And then throughout time, I got, like, even more excited. So,
yeah, I got that, too. With WandaVision, I literally was, like, I was just, like, flabbergasted. I was like, what the heck? Where's the next episode? I need it now.
It's always a cliffhanger.
Like, I literally was like, I need this, like, right now. With Loki, I literally was like, what is going on? I was just like, I need this. What? This needs to be explained to me, like, the entire time with that. I was just like,
I'm so
honestly even more confused.
I was like, huh?
I gotta say, they do a good job of leaving cliffhangers at the end of their shows.
I'm glad they put Falcon Winter Soldier in the middle.
Yeah, that one didn't really have as many cliffhangers.
It wasn't that good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say it.
Yeah, I agree.
I like Sebastian Stan right now.
Last thing I have. Hot. On that one, like, TVA person, her name's, like, Hunter, like, B-15. It was, like, the main kind of one.
Yeah, the one who, like, got woken up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know I started watching this show with Nick before, but the show, like, It's the End of the Fucking World, she was, like, one
detective.
There was two detectives, and she was, like, one of them, like, trying to, like, I don't know if y'all have seen the show, but, like, basically the two main kids murder someone, try and run away, and she's one of the detectives trying to find them. And I knew immediately, like, that was her. And I was like, that's so cool. They got Lightning McQueen. They got the detective in here.
They got McQueen. McQueen.
So if any of y'all watched that show, she's ka-chow? In it.
No, he didn't go ka-chow.
Kuchiga, kuchiga. Did he do that?
No. That's a different.
That's the green car.
That's the Omni-Man car version.
Omni-Man car.
Omni-Man as a car goes.
What about the amber car?
Oh. Amber car.
Nick's favorite.
She goes, why didn't you like the soup?
It's a Nissan Juke.
It's a Nissan Juke.
The worst looking car.
I know. No, never mind. All right.
Ratings.
Zach, you go.
You starting with the ratings?
Oh boy, what
put on the spot.
This? What do we give this? Because it's like it's so good, but at the same time, it's like I've given 10 out of 10s. I feel like too much.
Before you go, I'm sorry to cut you off. Can we just like appreciate the fact that Nick hasn't like completely like trashed on the movie? Not the movie, this show. The entire podcast.
To the mic, right here.
Like he had like. That's just his thing. He just sits here and he just constantly trashes on them. But
I'm really glad you weren't on the Army of the Dead one.
Oh my God.
I didn't watch it.
I wish he was. It would have been fun.
But here's the thing. So, like, Loki, I can't, like, trash on it because the thing is like, there are enjoyable parts and there were parts that I kind of was like, yeah, this is fun. But, like, Black Widow, I just was like, shoot me.
Tom Hiddleston doesn't have Scarlett Johansson's ass.
The child behind me was like running around in the theater, and every time something would happen, he'd be like, what? The Avengers are. What?
He was like, the Avengers dead?
Person's baby who kept crying during the
movie. And then all you hear in the back, I'll do this, and then I don't blow out the mic. All you hear in the back is like.
Yeah, no, somebody was straight up dying in the theater. Also, we were
it
in.
Was during like the pig scene in the movie too. So to me, it sounded like a pig was actually in the theater.
No, it was a pig.
Just a heads up, if you are parents, buy it on Disney Plus. Please do not go. If you're gonna go to the movie theater,
it's
cheaper. If you're going to go to the movie theater, get a damn babysitter because nobody wants to hear a damn baby crying. Or at least go when the movie's been out for like 3 weeks.
And also, no offense, sit your fucking kid down. Like, because the kid behind us was standing and was on, like, two seats, like, down from us and was, like, holding on to it and, like, shaking on it.
And they're
was,
all
like,
connected, so you can
and they're
feel
all,
it.
Yeah,
shake.
So you can feel it. And you're just like, stop. And, like, the kid would, like, do the thing where they, like, ride. Jump up and, like, try and see. And it's like, dude. You can see. It's at, like crotch level. You can see it.
It was, like, 8 or 9, so it wasn't
cool,
that short.
This makes it more immersive. Seats moving and everything. It's like a roller coaster.
It's annoying. And all you hear is, like, the parent be like, mm-hmm. Like, do the thing where it's like, if I ignore him, I won't hear him. But one time the parent was like, shut up. And I was like, thank you. But then the kid was like, what? And you're like, it's so annoying. Anyway, what's your rating?
Let's hear it.
The kid was like, what?
Zach Attack 42201.
I feel like I've given way too many 10 out of 10s already.
Have you given any?
I don't know now.
I don't think you have given.
I've given a 10 out of 10.
Okay, 10 out of 10 is reserved for best.
What did
we
give
a
10 out of 10
to? Is this as good as Invincible?
Invincible is what I gave a 10 out
of
10.
I gave it a 10 out of 10.
This?
I
gotta give it a 9.5. Mm. I don't know if I could give it a 10.
That's okay.
Are you gonna give it a 10?
No. I'm sorry.
I gotta give it.
I can't. It's not perfect. There's some TV shows that I'm willing to give like a perfect 10 out of 10. I feel like Breaking Bad.
I will admit, for a setup TV show, this has done the most for the Marvel Universe in a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna set up Doctor Strange. It's gonna set up Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. It's gonna set up a ton
doing
of
Doctor
stuff.
Doctor Strange again?
Yeah,
it's gonna be a horror. That.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a horror too.
It's gonna be so good.
Yeah,
and Wanda's really? Gonna be
I
in
thought
it.
Sent
so
this
like,
to you like a million times.
The end of WandaVision. You know how she heard her children?
Yeah.
In the WandaVision.
Yes.
That is the exact time when the multiverse opens up because obviously her kids weren't real until the multiverse happened. So her kids are in a different multiverse.
Oh my god.
And she was hearing them using the damn Doctor Strange book that she had.
That's
so
crazy.
Spoopy.
That's why she's going to be in Doctor Strange, because he's going to be like, he's going to wake up one day and be like, oh, there's a multiverse now. So, like.
Benedict Cucumberbatch.
Cucumberman is going to have to save the day, and he's going to wake up, and Sylvie and, like, Wanda are going to be like, hey, man.
So what's your rating?
9.5.
Okay. All right, Vicky. Go.
Let's see. I don't remember, like, how much I liked WandaVision, because, like, this was, like, it's up there with WandaVision with how much I liked this, like, TV show. And I know this. Huh?
Did we do WandaVision?
I don't think we did, but I personally, like, myself, right I like WandaVision. Yeah. And I'm, like, trying, I'm, like, it's close up there where I like it, but I don't know if it, like, if meets it very well. And I know, like, this isn't, like, the TV show isn't done yet, because I know they're coming out with a season 2, and I feel like that's going to probably bring it up a little bit higher, or it might bring it down lower. So I think I'm just going to, like, meet this as, like a 8.5 for now, because I know that it's going to continue, and I know that it's going to blow all of our minds later on when it comes with the season 2.
You're going to cry?
Huh? No, why?
You sound like it for a second.
I was running out of breath.
I mean, breathe. Imagine Owen Wilson on that jet ski brings some tears to your
eyes. It's true. I just want him to get to that jet ski.
I swear if he doesn't turn into a car and then say kerchoo.
Kerchaga.
So, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, so it's hard for me to not have a bias on this movie because Loki is my favorite villain. Like, right off the bat when I saw that this was going to be stop it. Right off the bat, when I saw this is, you know, they're going to make a show for Loki, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be amazing. Then I think somebody told me it was going to be animated, and I was like, no. Then it wasn't animated, and I was like, yeah. So, anyways, I love Loki. Like, Loki's one of my, is my favorite supervillain in, like, the MCU. And the show did a great job. It did a great job of keeping me curious. It did a great job of keeping me in tune with it. Like, it wasn't too confusing to where I couldn't understand it, but it also wasn't too confusing. Or it also wasn't confusing enough to where it was like, I get, like, I can predict what's going to happen next kind of thing. So, it like, I didn't really know what was going to happen next. What do you got?
We were not listening. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm not talking to you then.
I was totally listening.
For the viewers, Zach.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
I'll listen the next time.
So,
we can't show that. Did you can't, flick to the...
Okay, no, you can't you see it.
Stop, no.
He didn't flick to it.
Those are memes. No worries.
What was your rating? What did you give it?
I didn't even give it a rating yet. You know what? Skip my rating. I don't
know. Yeah!
Give us the number.
All right.
The numbers, Mason.
I give it a 9 out of 10.
Like, was that God?
All right.
What'd you give it?
9.
Moving on.
There's not much I could say about that. I kind of found like Sylvie's character a little annoying, and there was like some stuff in it that were a little like, and yeah. I don't know. I felt like it was better. It wasn't like as annoying as like some of the other. I'm making eye contact with just you.
Okay, just making sure.
So it seems like I'm looking at the whatever. Shut up.
Look at the camera.
You could look at the TV. The camera, Zach. It's like
I'm gonna give it
general area.
Just an 8 out of 10. It was a fun thing to watch, but those extra 2 points were ruined because like some characters are just really annoying, and there's some things that I still feel like haven't been filled. So.
Right.
Like me.
All
right. Okay, Alex.
He's talking about food. He's hungry.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Take this.
All right. Okay.
Don't do it. You'll get fat. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm proud of your body, Lizzo.
Dude, you just offended Lizzo, man.
Now we have fun.
Oh no.
Dude, we have
canceled.
Am I canceled?
We're not even there to be canceled.
Yeah. Don't
Lizzo worry,
gonna,
Lizzo.
Like, come down here and squash the baby.
All right, Alex, go.
All right. Quick. Comparing it to WandaVision, like Vicky did, because that's kind of how I see it, kind of similar as. I like WandaVision more, but I did enjoy some parts of Loki. Wasn't the best, but wasn't the worst. So I give it a... It's actually definitely high up there in the best, though, but a 9.5.
Oh, damn.
That's pretty high.
I thought you were about to give it like a 6 or something.
Yeah, I thought you were going to give it like an 8 or something.
I was kind of quoting Nick, how he was like, it's not the best, but it's not the worst. But I guess he didn't.
Not the best. No,
I thought you were about to
say that.
You made that seem like you're about to give it like a like a 7 out of 10 best.
I just give it a 9.
This movie is lacking.
So what's the average?
I can only write down here, and then we'll drum and figure it out. Okay,
gosh,
so y'all
this show's
right
gone downhill. What have we done?
Why are you writing all of them in a...
By the way, the rating will probably be up on the screen right now because I will put it up on the screen
right now.
I really want to.
Also, the link to subscribe to my channel.
Keep it on them right now. What are you doing, Nick?
Right, Jack?
Right,
it's right there.
Wait for the drum roll. Drum roll, please. Alright. Fuck y'all.
Shut the damn
mouth. The mix gives Loki a 9 out of 10.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Is that actually the rating?
We gotta give it our
That's
own
really
sound
high.
Effects, because I don't know how to do that yet.
Yay! No, give it a wow. Give it an Owen Wilson
wow. Wow. Wow.
Ka-chigga. Ka-chigga.
Good job. God.
All right, everybody.
Wow.
Is that super loud?
Thank you for watching Media Mix.
So thank you so much for tuning into Media Mix. We hope you enjoyed this video from the deepest part of our lungs.
We are going to do Space Jam 2 next.
No. Are we actually?
No.
We got so much more to do.
We need to do family.
Come on.
For legal reasons, that was a joke.
Family.
No,
we're not doing family. We're doing Fast and Furious 9.
I haven't seen any of that.
I can explain the entire movie to you right now without even seeing
family.
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 Dom goes to the moon because of family. Okay, anyways. Thank you so much for watching.
Subscribe.
Stop. Turn back.
Tweet us at David Dobrik.
All right. Oh my God. Everybody, please.
Don't tweet us at David Dobrik.
Please like. Please.
Make sure to subscribe. And non-subscribe.
Whoever that was who disliked our Invincible podcast. Good.
You guys
the haters just feel me.
The pain makes me sick.
It gets us more content.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you in the next podcast.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
You gotta fade down.
Fade to black.
Fade to black.
Turn it off.
Ah!